Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Glenn Cook, will be here. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Robert Eidhoven, Martha Gould, and Josh Hicks. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to AutoAssure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, one of my favorite guests is with us today. Glenn Cook is the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. And as we're taping this, it's the day of the Iowa caucuses. And, you know, when this thing started out, you know, I thought, gosh, it just seems to be too many debates. It's going on too long. But, in fact, to me now, I think that we've really had a chance to really look at these candidates and understand who they are. What's your thoughts on the number of debates and the attention given to this?
Well, I think the debates have been especially invaluable to help Republican voters sort out who the best candidate is going to be, because with Iowa as the leadoff caucus for the GOP, the focus is overwhelmingly on social issues. The candidates are playing to the social conservative voters in Iowa. So in as the leadoff caucus and this table setting vote for the rest of the GOP campaign, we're having conversations about issues like gay marriage and abortion instead of the economy. And for me in particular, I've been disappointed that we haven't seen as many of these candidates coming through Nevada as we had hoped we would when Nevada was initially named an early state caucus and the first in the West caucus, because the Nevada was inevitably going to be a draw for them to talk about their economic policies, and they and instead nationally we're hearing only about primarily about social issues, I think. So the debates have been great, and actually I wish we had a few more in the run-up to Iowa that dealt a little bit less with social issues, because social issues social conservative, the conservative side of social issues, those don't play well with the independents and the moderate voters that are going to decide the presidential election.
And that's what it's really all about, is for Republicans, is to who can take on President Obama and win. So you're disagreeing with Governor List. You think it was a mistake for the Republicans to move back their caucus in Nevada?
I think it's turned into a bit of a mistake. We had this initial promise that the threat that we would lose delegates and be punished, and then the promise that we'd get to keep our delegates, and that the state would be treated nicely and get good hotel rooms at the convention in Tampa. So the end result is, by pushing us back after Florida, is the chance that Nevada could be completely irrelevant.
Although there's another train of thought, which is that as we see the candidates move from state to state in this preliminary process, that for several weeks before, after New Hampshire and Florida, that we will suddenly see a big push in terms of advertising into the Silver State on our issues. Do you not think that that's likely to happen?
Well, it just depends, Sam, how many candidates are still going to be around after those early states, especially after Florida. You know, keeping in mind that it's that when these candidates are campaigning in Iowa and New Hampshire, you know, it's possible for someone like Rick Santorum to essentially live in Iowa for a year and campaign on foot and knock on every door in every county. But when they get to Florida, they're going to have to spend money. And I believe that if the numbers bear out and Mitt Romney wins Florida convincingly because he has the most money of these candidates, that you could see a significant number of these candidates drop out. And I think you'll also see a lot of these candidates decide that Nevada is already Mitt Romney's to lose, that Ron Paul has a strong enough presence here that they're going to be wasting their time if they spend any time in Nevada, and they'll try to focus on states they might be able to win.
But there certainly is some organization on the part of Newt Gingrich in Nevada, although, of course, his poll numbers are dropping. Do you think that if Rick Santorum ends up winning in Iowa, he's going to be like Mike Huckabee, and that's pretty much one and done?
Yes. I think Rick Santorum's campaign is finished very soon after Iowa, regardless of whether he takes first, second, or third. He doesn't have the money, and he just doesn't have the appeal across the board. He's not the party's. I don't believe he has the support within the party establishment that Mitt Romney does, and I don't believe he has the support among conservative voters on fiscal and economic issues that Gingrich does.
Let's turn our attention to the president. Over the weekend, the campaign basically announced what their strategy is, and their strategy is that the president is going to run against the Republican Congress, the Republican Congress period. Your thoughts on that as a strategy?
Oh, I think it makes sense, because he certainly can't run on his record. He can't run on the success of his economic policies, and he absolutely has to run away from the things that he and his party did when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress in his first 2 years in office. I don't think he can run on Obamacare. He certainly can't run on the stimulus. He can't run on $1 trillion a year in deficit spending and the fact that we haven't had a budget passed in years. So all the Democrats have is to say that the Republicans are terrible and they're obstructionists. But the alternative is, if you look at the other side, what are they telling voters? To give Democrats both houses of Congress again so that they can, you know, do what they did their first 2 years? I don't know how successful that's going to be for him. It certainly, I think, is shaping up to be a frustrating campaign for voters, because you're going to see President Obama run away from his record and attack the Republican nominee and the Republican Congress, and then you'll inevitably see the Republicans try to turn the election into a referendum on the success of President Obama's first term. And given the state of the economy, at least where it is now, I see that being successful for them. Now, if we start to see an economic turnaround, that's something that will benefit the president. But you know, compromise is a two-way street, and I haven't seen the Democrats in the Senate compromise on a lot of the things that the Republicans in the House want either. So I think both parties, especially when it comes to Congress, Democrats and Republican incumbents, are both exceptionally vulnerable.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Glenn Cook when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Glenn Cook. He's the editorial page writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Wanted to talk to you about the Dean Hellas-Shelley Berkeley race and your thoughts on this. Latest reports in polling say that this is neck and neck.
It does not surprise me at all. This is going to be probably the biggest money race in the state. Certainly the highest profile race in Nevada. I think. Below the presidency, being that it'll be the statewide race on the ballot, the voter registration in this state is still relatively even, with this race going at the same time as a presidential race means there will be much higher turnout than there would be in a midterm election. Both candidates been in politics for years and have very high profiles and high name recognition. It's going to be a very close race, and at this point, I wouldn't dare make a prediction on who's going to win.
What do you think Dean Hella has to do to make himself better known to Southern Nevadans?
I think he just needs to continue to vote the way that he has voted during his career in Washington, and continue to try to tout the type of economic ideas. And the brand of fiscal conservatism that he has espoused during his time in Congress. And that will essentially guarantee himself media coverage, because Shelley Berkeley and the Democratic Party will continue to attack him for doing things that they disagree with. I think those things will inevitably raise his profile.
What do you think about Shelley Berkeley? What does she have to do in Northern Nevada?
I don't think there's much she can do in Northern Nevada. I don't see her being... I don't see Northern Nevada being a place that she can do particularly well. I mean, I think she's going to be a lot better served just spending her time down here and ensuring that she gets the degree of turnout among Southern Nevada voters that she needs to win. I mean, understanding that there are plenty of registered Democrats up north and in the Reno, Sparks, Lake Tahoe area, but that's Dean Heller's turf. She's not going to win it outright. Dina Titus and Harry Reid both learned, I think, that that to a large degree, their time is much better served being in Southern Nevada and attempting to win Southern Nevada as big as possible.
Don't you think, though, that Washoe County is the major swing county in a swing state?
I don't know. I mean, recognizing that when you look back at the Harry Reid Sharon Angle race of 2010, for example, you know, I think a lot of the fact that Harry Reid did as well as he did in Washoe County was because Sharon Angle was so unpopular with so many people. I don't see Dean Heller being as unpopular with the voters there as Sharon Angle was. So I can't see that dynamic, helping Shelley Berkley. I don't know what Shelley Berkley's, positive negative ratings are up there, but given that she is, a lifetime Southern Nevadan going against a lifetime Northern Nevadan, I just don't see how she can expect to do extremely well up there when there are so many votes down here to be had.
Let's talk in a brief time that we have remaining here about Michael Roberson. It looks like that he's going to be the leader for the Republicans in the state Senate. What kind of leader do you think he's going to be?
Well, he's going to be a very different kind of leader, especially from what the Republicans were used to when Bill Raggio was in charge. I think a lot of people are starting to characterize him, Senator Roberson, as someone who is going to be brash and creating partisan confrontations with Democrats, and I'm not sure I buy into that yet. The big difference I think that you're going to see with Michael Roberson as a Republican leader, especially if Republicans win the majority, is just that he's going to be willing to challenge Democrats in committee hearings and on the floor on their policy initiatives and to fight for the things that he believes in and that his party believes in. And if he's majority leader, you're going to see him bring to a vote the kinds of reform legislation that Bill Raggio would never bring to the floor to a vote, because Bill Raggio would take the approach that, well, this legislation has no chance of passing the assembly anyway, so I'm not even going to waste my time with it. Michael Roberson would likely bring these types of issues to the floor to a vote, one, to get Senate Democrats on the record as voting against it for use in future campaigns, and two, to apply more pressure to the Assembly to get them to work with him on the issues that are important to the Assembly. So I see him as someone who will have quite a big splash and doing things quite different from people that people in Carson City are used to seeing.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, Glenn. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Uncertainty around health care? If you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently.
My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription.
And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
Hey, Reno, here's a bright idea for your entire family. Brighter, straighter, whiter teeth. Thanks to Absolute Dental. Now offering free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, 4 wisdom teeth removed for just $9.99, a free exam and x-rays for the kids, and a free Nintendo DS, PlayStation, or iPod. Just ask for details today. Plus, Absolute Dental offers savings up to 70% off to patients without insurance. So just visit Absolute Dental and keep smiling.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always today, Robert Eidhoven is here, government affairs with Kolesar and Latham, Martha Gold, political activist, and Josh Hicks, attorney with Brownstein Hyatt. Pleasure to have you all here. Some disagreements with our previous guest, Glenn Cook, on how this U.S. Senate race is going to play out. Your thoughts on Dean Heller, Shelley Berkley, and how they play in either end of the state.
Well, I do think Dean Heller will win northern Nevada, but I think Shelley Berkley should campaign in Washoe County. Democrats aren't out registered here in Washoe by as much as they used to be. They can keep it close. And Dean Heller, even though he is a northern Nevadan, he's won statewide races before as Secretary of State. Nothing near as high profile as what we're going to see in the coming year. But Dean Heller also hasn't done very well in Washoe County historically. Jill Derby beat him in Washoe County. Even in the primary, Sharon Engel did beat him. Now, that was Sharon Engel probably 20 negative points ago. So Glenn is correct in saying that, Dean Heller's positive negative numbers are better than what Sharon Engel's would be today. But I think Shelley Berkley should spend time in Reno Sparks, probably not outside in the rural areas. But I still think Dean Heller wins 16 counties here.
You know, it's interesting, of course, Shelley Berkley has already been doing a whole bunch of fundraisers in northern Nevada and has promised to come on our show soon. Your thoughts on how Shelley plays in northern Nevada, especially in Washoe County?
Well, I think that she needs to understand that Washoe County, the young man in Las Vegas,
Glenn Cook,
I think reflects an attitude that you see in Clark County, that nothing else exists in the state outside of Clark County. Shelley has to campaign in Washoe County. We are still the swing vote, most particularly now that we have a large number of independent voters who automatically are cut out of any caucuses. Though I have to say the Iowa caucus does, Republican caucus does allow people, independents, to register Republicans so they can participate, which I found interesting.
Now, do you think Shelley Berkley has to change to play well in northern Nevada? Personally, I think that's always a mistake. If you're not being
Shelley is Shelley. Yeah. She is a very bright woman. She's one of the few people in Congress that actually reads bills. And I have a great deal of respect for her because I've known her from the time that she was in the Assembly, and that was a long time ago. I don't think she has to change. Maybe tone down a little in her speech when she talks. This isn't Las Vegas. This is Washoe County.
I don't know. I spend a fair amount of time in Las Vegas, as you guys do as well. You know, there's no difference between people in Washoe County and Las Vegas. People are people.
People are people, but I do think that it's probably a fair point to say that change does get punished, and maybe even more in northern Nevada. You look what happened with Kate Marshall and the campaign she ran against Mark Amaday, effectively running as a Republican, and was a major turnoff to people. So I don't know if that's a northern-southern thing, but you know, with respect to changing, I don't know
You're
if that's really a good thing for her to do.
Shelley is not going to change in her beliefs and in how she functions in Congress, and she does have a great deal of seniority in the House of Representatives, which she's going to lose if she goes to the Senate. Having her in the Senate, I think, will be a real plus for this state.
One of the things that Dean Heller did, you know, he was known for many, many years as Secretary of State, somebody of more moderate views. He knew that he had to go firmly to the right to hold on to that seat, at least through the first couple of terms.
Right.
He has backed off a little from some of his hardline positions. Does he have to back up more to be able to gain any traction in Clark County?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you look at CD2 traditionally. Jim Gibbons was noted as a moderate in the legislature, and then everyone said he made this hard turn to the right when he went to Congress. They said the same thing about Dean Heller, and perhaps he did. And now Mark Amaday, who is viewed as a moderate in Carson City as well. I think you just get in line. You get into the House of Representatives. You're one of 435. The Speaker tells you to get in line. We have this important vote coming up. And the policy differences in Washington today are stark. I mean, it's not like Carson City where you're fighting around the edges on some reforms. You have to keep a balanced budget. You need two-thirds to raise taxes in Carson City. It's a lot. The differences in Washington are much more stark.
I see Dean as marching in lockstep with whatever the leadership tells him to do.
But isn't that applicable on both sides?
Absolutely. Both parties are going to do that, and that's the way to get the nomination and get into the general election. So I don't think it's really fair to criticize people for that. That's just a path that they take to get elected.
And if you don't do it, then anything that you ever bring up is going to be buried.
That's right.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time here, maybe about 10, 15 seconds each, on the Obama campaign's idea that they're going to run this election on attacking the Republicans in Congress.
I don't think they've got any choice. There's not really a whole lot of accomplishments to tout, so the attack is going to be all about attacking the Republicans and attacking the message.
Robert?
I agree. I think Glenn's right. Josh is right. But watching Obama, the Republicans need to reshape it as Obama running against the Harry Reid Senate.
Last word, Martha.
I'm going to take back seat on this and sit back and enjoy the fray.
And that's where we have to leave. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
What? I'm going to be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you've got to help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
Are you unhappy with the way you look? Do you wish you could fit into your old clothes or the latest fashions? Introducing Crave Aid. Crave Aid is simple and easy to use. Simply remove your Crave Aid from the handy carrying case. Gently clip the Crave Aid to the tragus of your ear for just a few minutes before meals or craving. It's just that easy. Crave Aid uses the ancient Chinese principles of acupressure that stimulates the acu-hunger point on the tragus of the ear, which studies have been shown can aid in curbing your appetite. If you are truly motivated to start losing weight, the Crave Aid might just be what you've been looking for. The Crave Aid's lightweight and elegantly designed so it can go anywhere you go. To order Crave Aid, have your credit card ready and call 1-800-503-3080. That's 1-800-503-3080. Or send check or money order to Crave Aid, P.O. Box 7726, Van Nuys, California, 91409. To order Crave Aid and get a second Crave Aid free. Just pay additional shipping and handling. 30-day money-back guarantee.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Michael Robeson will be here, the state senator, who's likely to lead the Senate Republicans in the next session. We'll see you on the next broadcast.